The Drudge Report says Mitt Romney has narrowed his search, and the emerging candidate and leading contender to be his running mate is former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Bob Schieffer, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent, the host of Face the Nation, joins us. Bob, good morning. What do you make of this Drudge Report?
Well, I number one, have no inside information. I'm giving you my thoughts here based on strictly what I read in the papers and what I hear from people. I think the Romney campaign, if Condoleezza Rice is not on the short list, and the fact is she probably is, I think the Romney campaign would certainly like the word to get around that she is on the short list. You know, I am one of those who believes that in the end, presidential candidates do what they think it will take to win when they come about deciding who they want to put on the ticket with them. I mean, there was no love lost between Jack Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson, and yet Johnson wound up on the ticket. And in that particular case, it doesn't happen often, but in that case, the selection of Johnson, the vice presidential pick, really made a difference. I don't think Kennedy could have been elected without LBJ on the ticket. Where is Romney having trouble right now? He's having trouble with single women, where he, Obama outpolls him by a lot, and also among African Americans. So perhaps they think, and in the end, perhaps they'll pick Condoleezza Rice. My other thought about it is, no matter what she has said publicly, anybody who's asked to be on the ticket generally will say yes. So
you're pretty amazing thinking off the top of your head. That was fabulous analysis.
So it might happen. And again, I say I have no inside information, but she's obviously a very smart person. She was well thought of in her years in government, and he may decide in the end that this will give him a chance. We know one thing, it has at least stopped all the talk for at least 12 hours about his relationship with Bain Capital, because the Obama people have really been hammering him on that. I mean, yesterday, Stephanie Cutter, one of the aides to Barack Obama, said he was guilty of a felony if what he had filed with the government on his income tax, that he had no role in Bain Capital after a certain date, and they're now alleging that it appears that he did. All of that talk kind of came to a grinding halt last night when this thing popped up on the Drudge Report. So it does change the subject. It does start some comment in a different direction. And in the end, he may pick her. But I preface all that or underline this is just what I'm looking at and thinking about in past campaigns and so forth. I really have no inside information. But it's certainly an interesting option for him to consider. You know, she apparently made quite a hit when he had that big fundraiser out in Utah recently. People really came away. The speech they were talking about was, I'm told, is the one that Condoleezza Rice made. So it does. We're in the dead of summer now.
Yeah,
it really kind of gives us something else to talk about.
A lot to talk about on Sunday, I take it, Bob.
Yeah, in fact, Michael Gerson, who was in the Bush administration and was one of President Bush's speechwriters, he's a columnist now. He's going to be on Face the Nation Sunday, so we'll certainly want to talk to him about that. We're also going to have Paul Ryan, the young Republican from Wisconsin, who outlined the economic plan that at least the Republicans in the House all support. We'll get his take on that. We're also going to talk just about the economy in more depth. We'll have Robert Reich, the former Secretary of Labor for Bill Clinton. He'll be here, be with us. And also Mark Zandi, the bond rater from Moody's. So, but I expect most of what we're going to be talking about is this thing about who is the running mate going to be. And I think he will announce this before the convention. I mean, they want to get as much of a bump out of this as they possibly can. And since the Democratic convention comes right on the heels of the Republican convention. I think they'll get this news out before the convention to get as much talk generated about it as they possibly can.
Good stuff, Bob. Have a good weekend.